Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Social Media Secrets. I am your host, Rachel Peterson. Just a little interlude, like a side note. So many times people say and spell my name wrong, and it always makes me laugh. In fact, at this most recent conference, people were tagging me on Instagram and calling me Mrs. Penderson with an O, which actually, like I said, just makes me laugh. And it's always a reminder that no matter how much I've grown, I still have room to grow because people don't know how to spell my name. So it is Rachel Peterson, and it is all E's and a D in my last name. But we're going to talk about TikTok monetization and how to get a clickable link on your TikTok profile. But first things first, let's cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, in this episode, we're gonna have some fun. We're gonna talk a little bit about my backstory of monetization on TikTok and how we've built our business on TikTok, but also how you can get a clickable link because this is an absolute game changer in the world of TikTok, especially for business. Okay, so first things first, when I first went onto TikTok, this was probably, oh my gosh, almost 2 years ago, just after I had had Dominic, my third child. And I remember my friend Annie Grace, who is a best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author. She's like, Rachel, you've got to check out this this incredible app. It's so much fun. You can dance, you can have fun. And so this sounds so funny, but we were on a yacht to the Bahamas, which sounds a lot more like ritzy than it is. We were gifted this trip from ClickFunnels and Russell Brunson, but we were literally doing these TikToks the whole way. And so I jumped onto the platform and I was like, this is kind of fun. And just a few months later, I had my first video hit. I had about 60 followers on the platform and I wasn't seeing much traction. Maybe, 20 views on a video, 40 views on a video, maybe 100, but that was kind of where it died off. And then one night my kids and I were just being silly and we decided to do a dance to Baby Shark. This was literally a year and a half ago. And we did this dance where the kids are dancing, Baby Shark, do 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 do. And then when it came for Mommy Shark, I jumped in and started doing the dance with them. And the next morning I woke up and we had like 9,000 views. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is different. I've never seen anything like this on any other platform we're on. And I was like, we've got to go all in. And I wish I could tell you guys I jumped all in on TikTok, but I'm gonna be totally honest with you. Sometimes life happens. Like I had a baby and, three kids and I was running two businesses and I was like, this is a lot to handle. Plus we had a business partner leave. And so it was just like, there's so much going on right now. It's not a top priority. But then, we would occasionally put out a video and then I actually did this video and it was to NSYNC's Bye Bye Bye, and it was my husband and I dancing in the car, and then we go back to the kids, and the kids are like glaring at us like, no, we hate the song. And I put up that video, and it suddenly got like 45,000 views, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is different. This is huge. There's seriously something on this platform. So just a few months later, I started jumping all the way in. This was about 8 months ago. I started jumping all the way into TikTok, started just putting out content consistently, definitely put out some cringy content, but I started to grow consistently. And now to give you some perspective, 8 months ago, I had about 6,000 or 7,000 fans just from my virals up until that point. But then from 8 months ago to today, we've grown to 140,000 followers. So it happened really, really fast. So I started seeing this massive growth, 500 followers overnight or 1,000. Some days I was hitting 2,000 followers in a day. In fact, there was one day where I grew by 8,700 followers overnight, which was so crazy. And so I started to see this potential growth and I was like, this is a huge platform. But one of the big questions that kept coming up over and over again was, yes, but can you monetize on TikTok? And it was seriously like so, it kind of got annoying at first. I'm going to be totally honest with you guys because I was like, you guys don't realize like this is a land grab. This is like a gold rush. And you're thinking, well, what am I going to do with the money? And it was driving me crazy because it was like, guys, we've got to get on this platform. Like, and I realized I needed to slow things down and actually prove that you could monetize on TikTok. And I bet most people don't know that you can directly monetize on TikTok. There's just a really crazy and creative way of doing it. Now, this is going to tie into clickable links on TikTok because, just so you guys know, since I did this, it's gotten 1,000 times more easy to monetize on TikTok. So we'll get there in just a second about the clickable link. So at the time of deciding to monetize, to prove to people you could make money on TikTok, during that time, I didn't have the ability to have a clickable link in my bio. So we had to get really creative. And I was like, okay, let's test a few different things. And so there was this day where, you know, I started directing people to my YouTube videos, like learn how to be a social media manager, discover like how to build your email list, these kind of things. And so literally I was putting these TikToks up there, directing people to my YouTube or saying, send me a message on Instagram, since you can directly connect your Instagram and you can directly connect your YouTube. And we started seeing these messages flooding in several different places on my website, which is crazy because I think people were just Googling me and then sending us messages saying, how can I learn from you? This is so, like, I want to discover what you do. I want to learn it for myself. But then also we started getting all these DMs on Instagram and my team was like, whoa, this is so crazy. Like, Rachel, this is working. But I was like, but this isn't enough for most people. Like the naysayers and the critics are going to say, but can you directly monetize? Like, can you track a monetization? Which, by the way, guys, I'm making fun of it with my tone there, but I actually really respect that question because it's a real question that helps you to determine, is this going to be a good use of my, you know, my new time that I have or my abilities? Is this going to be a place that is going to work or am I just going to put tons of time in and be really frustrated and disappointed? And so I wanted to prove to people that it was possible. And so I was actually invited to speak on the War Room Mastermind stage. For those of you who know, Ryan Dice, who is a digital marketer, Ryan Dice, Perry Belcher, Roland Fraser, and Richard, they host this mastermind, and they asked me to speak on TikTok at this event. Now, here's a crazy behind the scenes from that event. Are you guys ready for this? So I was supposed to speak to, I think it was several hundred people, for 30 minutes. And the morning of the event, there was supposed to be another person speaking on TikTok. And that's one of the other people who runs a big competing group. He was supposed to speak on TikTok for 30 minutes as well. So we were each going to speak for 30 minutes and then do some like Q&As together and stuff. The morning of the event, I get this call, a panicked call from the War Room hosts. And they say, Rachel, our other TikTok person suddenly can't make it. And I was like, oh my gosh. They said, can you speak for an hour? And I said, easily, so easily. That's no problem. I don't use slides when I speak. I don't love to use slides, but I was like, I can adapt pretty easily because I don't have slides. And so let's just switch it to an hour and make this happen. Well, I came up with this idea to actually record what I call a mini perfect webinar on stage. So here's some of the backstory for those of you who didn't know this. I have these TikToks where I was doing like the yep, do-do, nope, do-do, yep. And I was basically breaking down false beliefs and reinforcing the narratives of being a social media manager. Like, can you work from home? Yes. Yep. Do you have to have a degree? Nope, I don't. Do you need experience? Not necessarily. Nope. And so I was breaking down all these false beliefs and reinforcing a narrative with this mini perfect webinar, and I recorded it live on stage. But quite possibly the most magical thing about it is I published it live well as soon as I got off stage. So when we finished this conference, and then people were able to watch as the leads came in. And there was like 200 comments on this video saying, teach me, teach me, teach me. And so we decided to create a separate funnel for one of our offers just directly for TikTok and for the TikTok followers. So we sent this link to them in the comments, which wasn't easy to do, and that's not a super sustainable way of building a business, dropping links, because all platforms ultimately shut down dropping links. They don't like it. They don't approve of it. But I wanted to do it just for the purpose of proving this point that we could get a trackable sale and trackable monetization through TikTok. And so we dropped the link, and within just a couple of days, guys, we literally saw the first $600 sale come through. And I was like, okay, this is really powerful because now we can prove this. Now, just so you guys know, like, I don't necessarily believe that all sales have to be directly trackable. For example, 2 years ago, I spoke on stage at 9 months pregnant, like out to here in Orlando, Florida. And at that time, it would have been easy to say I didn't make any sales from that presentation. But 2 years later, I still have people saying, I started following you. I started following you 2 years ago when I saw you speak on stage. And it broke a barrier for me to realize that women can do big and massive things. They can be pregnant and run a business. They can have kids and still make all this happen. And so people are just now starting to like buy my programs and join my mentorship and mastermind. Even people are hiring me to be their agency just now. The offer that we made from Stage was for Social Media United, where I teach people how to become social media managers, just in case anyone was wondering. But what's interesting though is that there is sometimes an indirect ROI that happens from putting yourself out there. So I did this webinar and we were able to track that first $600 sale. And I'm not as big into like analytics and direct, attribution when it comes to sales. And here's why: I'm a creative. This is going to sound crazy, but I don't really care about the money in that, like, we already have everything we need. I literally just love playing this game where the ultimate scorekeeper is how much money you can make. I love the game of entrepreneurship. I love teaching people. I love impacting people. Like, I'm obsessed with it. And so this is a true story. I actually have no idea how much we have in our business banking account. I know it's a lot, but at the same time, I don't even check it because that's Paul's job. My job is just to create, regardless of whether there's, you know, several thousand dollars in there or whether there's a million. Doesn't matter. I still need to show up. I need to do TikToks. I need to give value to people. I need to record for things. So I don't necessarily care as much about direct attribution, but I get the value in it. And so I try to always like prove it through a trackable sale and ROI. So basically, we started to see these sales coming in more and more. And so it was really, really crazy because we started to see people messaging me saying like, I just joined your program. I found you on TikTok. You're changing my life. Like, it was really, really emotional actually to realize that TikTok brought us a new source of traffic. And in fact, there were times, and this was mind blowing for me, there were times when literally people would ask, what is a social media manager? And that's how I knew we were on the right track. I was like, oh my gosh, people have no idea what this is. We can impact a lot of lives. Just like Nicole, who is a stay-at-home wife who suddenly built a business, and just this week they got a house because she built a business as a stay-at-home wife. And I was like, this is a whole new market to do this with. So fast forward to today, and yes, we've had a lot more monetization since then, but here's what's really just been a game changer. So TikTok is currently beta testing clickable links in your bio on TikTok. So if you look at my TikTok, the username handle is at the Mrs. Peterson, all E's and a D in my last name. You can actually track that there is a clickable link that you can click right through to. And so it's really, really powerful. This is going to be a game changer, especially if they decide to roll it out. And I do truly believe that they're going to. I think that's why they're beta testing it. And so what's powerful about that is now you can scoop up leads. You could go directly to a sale, but that's not my favorite way to go. My favorite way is to get people on my email list first so they can get to know, like, and trust me and build a relationship with them before ever making a pitch. And so this is really big game changer. All of the things that I just shared with you were so much harder to do because we didn't have a clickable link on TikTok. But now for some people, that's available. And now how do you know if that's available for you? Actually, head on over to my YouTube channel. And there is a YouTube tutorial, and that is called How to Get a Trackable Link on Your TikTok. Or I'm sorry, How to Get a Clickable Link on TikTok. And so it shows you how to get a link into your TikTok bio. It's not available for everyone. That's super important to know. But I truly suspect that they're going to begin rolling this out to people a little bit at a time. So head on over to my YouTube so you can watch the step-by-step of how to grab it. And if you want to learn more about TikTok, I've put together a few different resources for you guys. Actually, head on over to www.tiktokgrowthhacks and you can join my TikTok for Business group where I show people how to build a TikTok that actually revolves around their business, which is really, really powerful. We've also included a few more awesome resources in the show notes of this episode. So go to rachelpeterson.com/podcast and you can grab all of the goods there. I will catch you guys in the next episode. I hope that you've loved this. By the way, if you don't already do so, subscribe to my podcast. I realize that I never ask people to do that. Subscribe to my podcast so that you don't miss any of the goodies that are coming up. We publish several episodes per week, and it's everything from TikTok to Instagram to being a social media manager to even sometimes work-life balance as a mom of three kids. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Have such a great day. Bye, guys.